Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about why Swatch is the best watch to start collecting if you're on a budget. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So, you know, as much as I sell watches up to $1 million and everything in between, a lot of times people want to know, well, what if I'm just starting out and I don't have a lot of money and I don't, you know, I've never done this before. How do I get into it? And, you know, some people are very cautious. You know, for them, more than $500 is a lot of money for a watch. So I want to make sure that I'm able to educate all segments of the market. And it's a brand that I started with myself and a brand that I still collect. And that's fun, that's innovative, that's unique, and that, you know, will teach you about, you know, collecting in a way, at a very, very reasonable price. And that would be Swatch. Now, real quick, I started my career with Swatch in the early 90s, my watch career. And I learned a lot from this one brand known for their plastic, colorful watches, but their movements were Swiss, you know, their quartz. You know, you can get Swatches today between $75 and I think $500 or $600. I think they even make an even more expensive one. I think they even make a couple of $1,000 one, but it's a fun brand to collect. You know, you can buy plastic Swatches, you can buy their Irony series, which is their stainless steel series, and get an automatic watch for about slightly over $200. Honestly, they're one of the best brands out there. I mean, if you think what they own, just to give you an idea of what Swatch owns, it's called the Swatch Group, Swatch included, of course, and they own Omega, Rado, Hamilton, Longines, Blancpain, Breguet, Jacques Aigrot, Glashütte Original, and countless other brands. And they also own the movement manufacturing companies, the case companies, the dial companies, the hands companies, some strap companies, some of the battery companies. So a lot of watch brands today still go to the Swatch Group to source certain parts. So, you know, they're an industry leader and they are a quality product. I can attest to that. I've had about 1,000 Swatches at one time in my collection. They're fun to collect. They even do limited edition pieces. Last year, they did an awesome limited edition, you know, art collector's one for the 90th anniversary of Mickey Mouse by a collaboration with Damien Hirst, the artist. You know, artist collections, you can get those like when they come out for under $200, and some of them are, you know, are double as soon as they come out, or some of them even go further. When I was, you know, in the Swatch business, my dad owned the world's largest watch store. Some $40 Swatches and $80 Swatches were going for thousands in Europe because Swatch had played the supply and demand game like a boss, you know, and they were limited, and they were driving the market up, and they were making them available in certain parts of the world, and in other parts they were really cutting off the supply. That's where I learned about supply and demand. That's where I learned about economics. That's where I learned about limited editions. You know, so I mean, take it from me as someone who has owned just about everything you can imagine, from a $40 Swatch, you know, all the way up to, you know, $50,000-$60,000 watch at one time. I mean, I've had everything, and honestly, I stand by Swatch still today. I think they're a quality made product. I think they're fun to collect, and I think they're really reasonably priced for what they are. You know, they have a watch called the System 51. It's basically like their revolutionary system, automatic watch system that's held together with 51 parts with one screw. I mean, it's unbelievably accurate as well. You know, you can get one of those for $150. You know, it'll have a plastic strap, and I believe the case will be plastic, but telling you, for the money, there's not a better value out there. I highly recommend you take a look at their website. I'll include it in this podcast so that you can go peruse through their website, see what they're doing, see the collaborations, see the innovations, see the different models, see the colors. I mean, they're just really fun, you know? And to me, even when I was younger, I would always say they're art that ticks, and they really are, you know? So check them out. If you want to work with me and need my guidance and advice, I do charge a $150 consultation fee. This gets you an hour of my time on the phone or in person if you're in Las Vegas. And if you then decide to proceed with me to purchase a watch, I'll deduct the $150 you paid from the final purchase price, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Check out my, you know, website, www.amitdavehonda.com, where you can listen to a podcast, read my world-renowned blog, check out Kingsley 1945 watches, which is a brand I distribute, check out pre-owned watch selection, which are the best watches out there at very competitive prices from the best dealers in the country that I work with to get these with box and papers. And until next time, rock on, fly back, and stay happy.